It's a great party, but how am I gonna top all of those show-offs? I've got it.
Oh, shit!
This is a job for a super show-off.
Satire.
It's like having a big brother.
And listen to this.
Horrible, filthy-minded.
Sound collage.
You're gonna love this one.
If you do not listen, then the hell with you.
You've loaded the cooler with fresh lobsters.
Pot, Coke, more pot. Coke.
And gourmet food, because there's one thing you're going to enjoy in this
gruesome display of monstrously inhuman, degenerate behavior.
That depends on her activities, of course.
I do wish to ask one thing. Let me kill them all for you, as they deserve.
That's one thing that is so wonderful about being a Christian.
As you can plainly see, I live in my own reality.
I don't understand how.
Well, of course you don't, kitten.
But I couldn't get my wife to even talk about it. She had to divorce me and find another man.
Another man caught in the frantic race for the betterment of mankind. Progress.
Ask Jesus who the man is.
The old man is crazy. He's lost his mind.
I've had to leave out many details and a great many important ideas and a great many
tarantulas, lizards, and rattlesnakes.
I'll tell you a story to show what I mean.
A story about the importance of trustworthiness.
And a robot.
Let me tell you the whole story, just the way my grandfather used to tell it to me.
Every time I bought Visine, it would always disappear.
But this is the end of our story.
Boring.
Managing real estate investments entails many difficult decisions.
Crime of violence, murder, forcible rape, or assault to kill.
Which do you like better?
They prefer
rubber and leather garments.
Me too.
I prefer
dozens of chickens.
Hey, this is great, man.
Say, that sounded like real gunfire.
Don't make a sound.
Oh, thought Mary, I hope the baby doesn't cry.
Can we do it again?
Did you hear that?
It's generated by people.
The amount of flow varies at different people.
Wow, this is really educational.
Wow, what are you, just insane?
Wow, ain't that a bitch?
Wow, a miracle!
Wow, what a toy!
The maze of circuitry it needed to operate could be replaced today with over 1,000 missiles.
And an armadillo.
Did you just say
dildo?
I said
an armadillo.
Here again, Jesus said,
I was so embarrassed about the size of my penis that we used to dread the days we had to go swimming.
So have I.
Jeff has less trouble controlling himself.
I'm gonna wet my pants.
And he and those around him are happier.
The men were soaking wet.
And I peed on myself.
So did I, son. So did I.
Urine can come out the penis.
I wanna watch him.
The boy watched and wondered.
Are cross-dressers afraid of sex?
They enjoy sex more because they don't have to worry about
penguins. Or tubas, or elevators.
So they can be more like Jesus.
I'd rather have Jesus than
frozen French fries.
Jesus finished the Sermon on the Mount by telling the multitude one of those wonderful stories which the Bible calls parables.
Once there was a poor old broken-down whore.
Amen.
And God said to him,
it might lead to a permanently warped personality.
They must be inserted in the vagina before intercourse.
If they're to grow up to be the mature men and women that we want them to be.
However, they are vigorous insect catchers and are welcomed by the well-informed gardener.
We must make the people hate him.
Because he still hadn't found what he was looking for. So, off he went.
But I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I am
Mr. Red.
It was getting late now, and he had to start for home. He decided to go through the park. And just as he was entering it, he saw the circus.
The circus show is about to begin.
I am doing the show on drugs today, as a matter of fact.
To show everyone how great they are.
In a few minutes, I'm going to show you.
Lions, monkeys, funny clowns, look!
All of them were investigated by police.
It shall be against the law from now on.
There was no bed or chair in the cell, just
beanie babies.
Oh, no!
Some have little hairs growing out of them.
Get me out of here!
In the morning, he will be set free.
And the animals came forth,
performing sacred temple rituals for themselves and the dead.
Right then, he made a vow never to touch a drop of liquor again.
One suggestion before you go, Chatter. What's that, Jamie?
Go fuck yourself.
That's what I'm going to do.
You'll never get out of here alive! Ow! Ow!
Goodbye.